What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It is Monday, my friends. Let's pump it up. Let's make it awesome. That is, that's what we do. It's how we roll. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes.
Welcome back.
Good to be back.
Get back on the bicycle.
Yes. Yeah. Ride this... Microphone like a...
No, that's not comfortable.
That.
Uh-uh.
But I got to tell you, it is nice to get back into kind of a rhythm. And you set these goals while you're on vacation. Oh, yeah, I'm going to lose weight because I ate my body weight in lobster alone, which was delicious. But... not inexpensive either. So, as vacations go, and while we're on vacation, we get a call from the boat people, as we refer to them as, repairing our old rickety used boat that we were very happy to pay a small amount of money for when we bought it. Such a deal. Such a deal as boats go. Break out another $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be several more thousand than we were initially told. Yeah.
Because weren't you up to like 3-ish?
Yeah, we're now, we've doubled that and then some.
Oh, no. Oh, that hurts.
So, Greg, I need a small loan.
Oh, yeah.
I know you got connections with one of the local credit unions.
Yeah, I do. I'll hook you up. Take care of.
Actually, no, I have to go through you because I already have loans with them directly.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have to do this indirectly.
Oh, okay. We'll see what we can do.
Anyway, all is good. The highlight of the trip was actually not the trip. It was after we got back and drove down to Tampa and got to celebrate my grandson's first birthday, little TJ, one year old. And that was so much fun. And he took... about 5 steps for Grandpa. So, 5 steps. And we all celebrated and had a good time. And then ended up at a sports bar, pretty popular place in St. Petersburg. It's called Ferg's.
Fergie kind of?
Yes.
Okay.
F-E-R-G.
All right.
Ferg's.
Uh-huh.
So, we're down there, and it's right near the Tropicana, you know, the place that currently has part of a roof. And still missing a lot of it.
Yes, it is.
And wow, that place is a happening, popping place. So we got fortunate with a parking spot and just kind of worked our way into some people that were watching the Gator game. And they have these individual, I don't know, almost cabana-ish. I mean, it's wide open, but each little area has their own TV and little section where you can, you know, sit and tables there, and it's a great setup, but it is outside.
Right.
They've got fans and stuff, but it got a little warm. Mm. But we watched, I was going to say the Gator game.
Yeah.
We watched the USF game.
Oh, wow. You couldn't stay away from that, could you? It wasn't pretty in so many ways.
So by now, I guess everybody kind of saw what happened. Mm. And it was frustrating. We'll get into the whole spitting thing.
Yeah.
What is there? What is wrong? Who's raising these kids? I guess they're adults. I don't know. Adults with tiny, tiny baby brains.
But if we're going to treat them like adults and pay them like adults, they need to act like adults.
Spitting.
Yeah.
On another and it just happened in the pros. The Eagles player got yanked from the game.
Yep. Should have been a lesson right there.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
So, let's do it at a critical juncture in the game and give the other team 15 yards for a penalty, which kept their drive alive and allowed them to kick the game-winning field goal. Mm-hmm. So, the other thing, and of course I don't follow USF per se, right? So when the kicker comes out on the field, and I see this last name, Grammatica, I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. What in the heck is that? Well, Grammatica, we used to call him Automatica Grammatica, because he was a great kicker for the Buccaneers. So you see that name on the back of a jersey, and there's no way the kid's going to miss. And of course he didn't. And the Gators lost.
Yeah.
And I know there's people that go, now wait a second here, the same USF team. I mean, they beat Boise State. They were ranked 25, and they beat them soundly, much worse than we got beat. They beat them, 34-7.
But there's a difference between getting beat and kind of beating yourself.
Ah, yes.
There's that little thing.
Look, if you're going to be a Florida Gator coach, and I don't care who the team is, you can't put more than 16 points on the game. You need to go be a baseball coach, clearly, because you don't know how it works in football. That's not enough points.
We at least a couple short this week.
My gosh.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's that was the big story, the big upset. And these guys in the bathroom are like, blank you, Gator, blank. I mean, really give me a hard time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, hey, what's that all about?
I'm not on the team.
Now, look, they're 20-somethings, drunk. I go, my dad would say, who hit you with the bar towel?
Uh-huh.
and I'm like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. I go, why would you be so nasty about it? And I said, my son graduated Florida and USF. And they're like, yeah? So? They're pointing at my shirt. And they're, again, using...
Uh-huh.
And I go, really, guys? And
wow.
And I just walked away, and I got maybe 2 or 3 feet, and they said, hey, man, sorry, nothing personal.
Okay.
So at least there was
a little softening at the end there, yeah.
Okay. Just like, okay, you can hate the team, but don't take it out on me.
Right.
And anyway, but other than that, other than the Gators losing, that would have been a very nice evening.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and but the Jags looked good yesterday. They won 26-10. Miami, hello? Are they going to play football this year? Because they lost like 33-8 again. 8 points, that's baseball.
33, closer to football.
That's football.
Yeah.
So, Miami, I don't know what's wrong with them. And then, but Tampa Bay and Atlanta, pretty good rivalry. Oh, my gosh. It was like the cardiac team, man. They were killing me.
And you don't need that.
No.
Uh-uh.
And Tampa Bay won, ended up winning, what was it, like 23-20? But they missed an extra point at the end that left Atlanta in it. Atlanta, I don't know. It was crazy. It was a crazy game. But I'm glad Tampa Bay came out on top. All right, what do we got here? 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And listen to the Bob Rose Show on the Odyssey iHeartRadio or TuneIn apps. or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're making Mondays great. Good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show, and Greg Cassidy is here, and he's got a traffic update.
Yeah, if you're jumping on I-75 south, say, from the ramp there at Alachua, you're going to be a really slow go in the midst there. Looks like maybe some residual issues from some earlier construction farther south, but it is really backed up. So, again, if you're getting on I-75 south from Alachua, just prepared to be patient.
It is 6:22, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So Trump's going to blow up Chicago, apparently. That's what we're hearing. That's the rumor.
Going to blow it up.
It's going to be war.
Yeah.
And, of course, he taunted the media with his social media shenanigans, having a little fun.
The Department of War.
Yes.
Yes.
And they got the media reacts. They do. They
shocking.
Still, it never.
They're so predictable, Bob.
They are.
They really are.
And that's why he loves to play with them. And he taunts them. And yes, they continue to make themselves look a bit silly. But speaking of President Trump, well, first of all, he went to the U.S. Open.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a lot of cheers.
Nice.
And you've got a mix of people. U.S. Open, of course, in New York. But, talk about a draw from all over the world.
Yeah.
Come all over the world. That's a big tip. So he got the cheers, and that was nice. Very cool. And Trump was greeted upon his arrival. He went to the championship match between the men, Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner, at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. Chief of Staff Susie Wiles was there. Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary. Caroline Leavitt was there. Pam Bondi, Jared Kushner. And nobody called to see if I was free. Yes, I'm still on vacation.
I think they knew you were probably busy eating lobster somewhere. You know.
Well, they probably serve it there at the venue.
Yes.
But
it was probably more affordable where you had it than there.
I perhaps might beg
yes.
to differ.
Oh, really?
Well, it's not
really?
Cheap anyway.
No, okay, I'm going to just interrupt you because your goal, one day you said while you're there, you're going to have some sort of lobster for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Nailed it.
Look at you, overachiever.
Nailed it. Started the day at the Hyatt overlooking the river. Mm-hmm. Right across the way was the skyline of Boston.
Oh, wow.
So, and we got in late, so, you know, it's like midnight, but of course, it's a big city. It's all still lit up.
Sure.
And you look across the water, and it really was picturesque. That was so cool. And yeah, so in the morning, I had, you know, with the eggs, Benedict hollandaise sauce and all that, but with a big pile of lobster meat on top of it.
Interesting. Yeah. You don't see that on everybody's breakfast menu.
Yeah. And
then lunch?
Lunch, where did I have it at? It wasn't Cheers. It was another place. We stopped and had lobster roll.
Okay.
And also had the lobster roll in Kennebunkport.
Mm.
There's the bushes. Stay out in the bushes. And so I went into the restaurant that's, you have to wait in line. You wait in line outside.
Wow.
To get it, because it's more like a market or whatever.
Sure.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now that was good, but here's the deal. Like, when they give you the lobster roll, they put it on bread, and usually they'll put it like in a light mayonnaise-ish kind of thing, more salad-y, you would call it.
Right.
Where if you get it what they call poached, and sometimes they use that term, sometimes they don't, but that would be when you usually apply like the melted butter.
Mm,
well, I like
more traditional.
I like the best of both worlds. So I just take that big old thing, and I said, can I get a side order of butter? They're like, absolutely.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, dunk, dunk, mow.
Mm.
Dunk, dunk, mow.
Sounds young.
Good time. Anyway.
Sounds like somebody who leads the Chinese party, but anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chairman Dunk Dunk Mao. And I just didn't stop with that day. I did do the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but I went on and had lobster, honestly, like, I don't know, four more times.
Wow.
In some form or format.
Did you get one of those 0% credit cards or something? Is that what you're, you know, to pay for dinner?
No. Yeah, it's, those bills are waiting.
They're
waiting for me.
Well, at least you hit your goal.
I did.
And enjoyed it. So that's good.
Just absolutely beautiful. New Hampshire, what a great area. That's where we probably spent the vast majority of our time.
Mm-hmm.
On a lake up there. Let's see. I wrote it down. Winnipesaukee.
Okay.
I think that was the lake.
Hmm.
The resort was called Nassau. And anybody who is from that area, they go, oh, wow. You were hanging out there? That's like party central.
Really?
Well, which it was for like a day, because it was the end of the season.
Gotcha.
So Labor Day.
Oh, yeah. I think about that. Yeah.
Live band playing. Right.
Very cool.
It was a great combination of your lakeside. It is like a party. You're truly on vacation. But at night, it just quiets right down. It becomes very peaceful and tranquil.
But that's a nice alternative to some places. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Get your partying done, and then you got the chill evening. That's awesome.
All right, but we have to do, like, real stuff, I think, coming up.
Really?
Well, I can only, like, rub it in your Facebook so much that I got to take a vacation, so.
Yeah, because Bob, he doesn't like to talk about himself.
Let's start talking about my next planned vacation.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Let's talk about blowing up Chicago. The left once again way overreacting, and the Democrats, of course, on the wrong side of the whole crime and punishment issue. But we'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. It is 6:28, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast of every minute, every issue on demand in one place now, free on Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Another day in paradise. Yes, we are blessed, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and never miss a minute of the show. Yeah, just search the Bob Rose Show and look for it on your favorite app. Hit the follow button, and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. So Chicago is going to get wiped off the face of the earth.
Yep.
It's going to be wiped off the map.
He's blowing it up.
Trump is blowing it up. That's the lefty rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Is going around.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's exactly what he had planned. I think it's more like we're going to crack down on crime.
Oh, Bob, look what he did to D.C. He just blew it up. Just blew it up.
I think they put a lot of bad guys away, and the crime rate went way down, and the people that live there are much happier.
See, there you go with the facts. That just gets in the way of a good rumor mill.
Trump's going to blow up Chicago.
I heard that personally from someone over the weekend, so it must be true.
Yeah. Trump couldn't blow up Chicago and do the same amount of damage that the Democrats have been able to do over the last 80 years. Thank you very much.
That's a fact check.
Thank you very much. Looks like Nagasaki. And I mean Nagasaki going back.
Yeah, not now, yeah.
President Donald Trump's strategy to address crime in U.S. cities may have come into sharper focus this week as he reiterates his call to deploy the National Guard more widely. Now, if you had a crime problem in your city, if you had immigration issues and illegal immigrants that were there and committing crimes, wouldn't you want the help of the authorities, of the federal authorities, wherever they're coming from? But they're going to help bolster your police force. They're going to clean up the streets. They're going to help ICE to be able to do their job. I mean, these things, and Trump said it. He says, I'm not going to war. This is common sense. Mm-hmm. You can't use common sense because two people aren't going to agree on it, so it's not common. It's uncommon sense, or what I like to call, it's logical. There's a crime problem in Chicago. Over the last 5 years, they have one of the highest murder rates in the world. Okay? That's a fact. And they have, I think, one of the highest numbers of carjackings as well. And generally, you know, a carjacking means somebody's in the car and gets tossed out of the car. I mean, these are violent. It's a violent
crime.
It's
like a home invasion.
Yes.
Basically, yeah. And usually at gunpoint.
So, again, the Democrats shooting themselves in the foot and taking another page out of the can we be any dumber or more radical than we are? And fighting against Trump, fighting against ICE. I mean, and I say literally wanting to fight ICE. What's wrong with this picture? And, you know, it's always like it's the rent-a-mobs and they stir it up and then they'll get a few of the fringy folks that'll come out and for pretty much any cause, you know, they'll be there. But but this is not a widespread thing that people believe is bad. You want to stop crime, slow down crime, put bad people away in a major city. Isn't that a win-win for everybody?
Well, the mayor of D.C. extended the relationship. Because, you know, he only could legally do it for 30 days.
Right.
It's ongoing now because it was working.
He said, do you know how many people were killed in Chicago last weekend? 8. You know how many people were killed in Chicago the week before? 7. You know how many were wounded? 74 people.
Yeah, a lot.
His remarks came amid questions about a meme he shared on True Social the previous day. Critics said that threatens Chicago with deportations of illegal immigrants and the use of the U.S. military. The meme featured an AI image of Trump styled as Robert Duvall's character in Apocalypse Now. Is that awesome?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, that's a Vietnam War era movie for some of the younger folks that aren't familiar with it, about a U.S. military officer who goes rogue in the Cambodian jungle. And but the words, they said, Shapocalypse now, like Chicago.
Oh, Chicago, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like it.
And it is, it's a great picture.
It is, yeah.
Did he really write this? Remember, I was out of the news loop.
Yes.
I love the smell of deportations in the morning. Oh, my God.
Oh. I wouldn't put it past him.
Oh.
Or if somebody came up with it, he liked it and ran with it.
He wrote it in the Post.
I believe it.
But
I believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. But, yeah, he's going to blow up Chicago. Yeah. Right. Too late. Too late, Mr. President. Way too late.
I love this guy.
Oh, I know. He's awesome.
I talked to some people while I was on vacation.
Because you was up in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet you had some interesting conversations.
Yes, but I maintained my vacation-like attitude.
Well, good. Look at you.
And did not commit any felonies.
Good for you.
It's one throat better. Punch. No, no. Yeah, I deny that.
If it's not on camera, it doesn't count.
Thank you. 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And yes, we've got a lot more to talk about on 97.3 The Sky. All right, we got to save all that for what's bugging you, Greg.
We can't start early.
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, but we'll save it.
Okay. And that's sort of a tease ahead.
Yes.
Like, don't go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
Bob and Greg are going to complain about stuff. Wait a second.
So unusual.
Yeah, that might not have a fresh ring
we'll
to it.
We'll save it for what's bugging you.
You'll definitely be able to relate, my friends, unfortunately. Uh-huh. President Donald Trump warned Hamas on Sunday that it had one last chance to reach a hostage deal or else. Now, the consequences, of course, were not specified. They rarely are. But the IDF are currently poised to commence an attack on the last Hamas strongholds in Gaza City in northern Gaza. Now, here's what President Trump posted. Everyone wants the hostages home. Everyone wants this war to end. The Israelis have accepted my terms. It is time for Hamas to accept as well. I have warned Hamas about the consequences of not accepting. This is my last warning. There will not be another one. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America.
I love the way that he always ends them that way. There's an arrow right there. Follow that arrow, if you will.
Follow it kind of matches this arrow. One.
Anyway, I love how he wraps those up, kind of like it was an inner office memo. And thank you for your attention. If you don't want to get blown up, is basically what he's saying.
Yeah. The Times of Israel updated this, and they reported Sunday evening, which was already early our time, that Hamas said it is willing to negotiate based on a framework that would see the release of all the prisoners. Possibly meaning all Palestinian prisoners mm-hmm. in Israeli custody, not necessarily all of the Israeli hostages, in return for a full Israeli withdrawal from Gaza.
It seems like the Israelis always end up... let me back up. Does it feel like the good guys... Okay, from perspective, I get that. I understand. Always end up on the short end. We're going to give you 3,700 people, and we want our three back. You know, but we don't get the three back. We get two, and they get... It's like, it never seems to be fair and balanced, does it?
No.
Ever.
It is not. And, well, when you don't really care about the lives of your people, the Palestinians, mm-hmm. and you don't really, when push comes shove, care about the lives of your Hamas soldiers, so to speak, then that puts you in a very good bargaining position because, frankly, you don't give a darn about anybody but yourself.
Yeah.
And these people who call the shots for Hamas, they're not down there in Gaza. They're not sharpening their knives and you know, reloading weaponry and building bombs.
No.
They're in another country. They're like in the UAE or Dubai or they're in Yemen, and they are partying like it's 1999. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, you know, they've been not represented well by Hamas for a very, very long time. I feel for the people
yes.
that are stuck in the middle. But you just got to end it somehow. And you've got it and then squish it like a bug every time it pops up.
Well, I mean, look at how Hamas got control. Basically, you had the situation where you did have an election. There were some leaders from Hamas and then another party, which name I can't remember at the moment. And I guess you are going to have multiple people kind of running the government. But Hamas just knocks off the other ones and take over. Yeah. I mean, that should have told you something early on.
They create a power vacuum, then they fill it.
Yes.
And yes. That's, yeah. And yeah. You just can't move forward doing that. You're not dealing with people that are rational. It's like, if we give you this and 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 this, and then we give you this, 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 make the list 100 long, and then they might agree to it. But when they're in their own personal meetings, they're going, yeah, this is great. We're going to be able to build bombs. We're going to be able to get money. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. Uh-huh. But at the end of the day, what do you think they're going to throw in the towel and go, well, we achieved everything we're going to achieve, so we're all good now?
No.
They want to murder every Jew.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's that simple. They yep. want to murder every Jew.
And if you don't believe that, or you spout some other opinion different than that, you are just delusional.
Yeah. Sorry. And that's the situation. So when you're dealing with that, and then Trump gives you a last warning,
yeah,
I think that should carry a certain amount of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And FAFO.
Yep.
The president is giving them the FAFO warning.
Or he's the wrong guy to mess with. I'm just saying. That's the guys in the Venezuelan boat. Yeah,
Got to get it. We got to get into that a little bit. Yeah, stopping the scourge, the drugs, the fentanyl, and more. We'll be talking about that coming up. Right now, though, you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Happy Monday. We're making it great.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What we all miss the most is the food,
the Chinese food.
Any decent Chinese food or pizza, New York City pizza.
I'm not driving 35 minutes for a decent slice of pizza, okay?
There's no pizza, there's no bagels.
Bagels.
Man, I miss some bacon, egg, and cheeses, man.
I have three Thai places on my block.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.